near every day.
Why have you got a magnifying glass with you?
Kieran has brought in a little. Why is it, Kieran?
It's a little bug.
A little bug from the garden. So, and he brought in the magnifying glass. It's in a jar and we're having a look at it. So we'll put this up on Facebook later.
Okay, it matches my green top there, and Kieran's taking some photographs. Okay.
Johnny's here posing, as usual.
Okay, Kieran Burke joins us in the garden. I know busy times for you. I was reading in the paper that you're off to Connemara for the weekend.
That's right. You're reading it in the paper. Very good.
Yeah.
Making news.
Yeah.
He's famous.
He's famous, yeah. But we knew that. We knew that, Rita. That's old news. Now then, why have you brought in the magnifying glass? You've got some bugs there with you.
I've got a few bugs. It's been lovely weather the last week. It's been absolutely fantastic. And of course, things are growing like mad, which is great. But also, the little bugs in the garden are starting to wake up too. Yeah. So as the plants grow, they have the chances that they could be attacked by some of these insects. Now, not all insects are bad in the garden, but there are some who like to nibble on our plants. Yeah. And so the first one I've got for you, I don't know if you can just about see it. It's down at the bottom of the jar there.
I can see it.
You can see it from there. And it's a bright bluish green little beetle. Yeah. And it's called the green dock beetle. It looks harmless enough, but I picked that guy off my rhubarb plant this morning.
Oh.
Right. And I like my rhubarb, but luckily we sort of have an arrangement. They eat the leaves and I eat the stems. So that's good.
Have you got the bugs trained?
No, it's just a natural arrangement. But the thing is, if I had too many of those little green dock beetles on the rhubarb and they keep eating holes in it, the plant will lose its vigour. Because the plants, of course, need leaves so that they can get food from the sun, make food using sunlight. It's photosynthesis. And if there's too many holes in the leaves, next year the plant might be a bit weaker. So I'll just have to keep an eye on those guys. Okay. And if they get too many of those little green dock beetles, I'm going to have to go squashing them.
And that jar, that magic jar you have there with the air, with the little holes on the lid there for air, there's more than one little bug in there, is there?
Well, there's one in that, but I have another jar with another bug.
Oh, God.
All right. Now, this is a small little white little type maggot, and I can take him out.
There's two girls
in the studio here, and they've... Don't worry, he's vegetarian.
He
only
you.
Eats plants. Actually,
like
there's
blood.
A little green beetle in that jar as well.
Yeah.
From there. But see a little white guy there?
Yeah, see him there.
With the brown head?
Yeah.
That's what they call a vine weevil. Okay, now a weevil is like a beetle, much bigger than this one here. It would be about maybe over a quarter of an inch long, the adult beetle, which is a big grey one. And this, if you like, is the baby stage, what they call the larva. Yeah, a maggot is what they call a larva. So it hatches from an egg and it lives in the ground at this stage. And that little white grub can eat the roots of your plants. And he's a really damaging little bug. It's hard to imagine that little guy could cause much damage, but they do. It'd be surprising the amount of damage they cause because they're very hungry. Yeah. Babies, of course, they're eating all the time, more than every 4 hours. And they eat on the roots of the plants, and you wouldn't notice the damage maybe until the plant has lost its leaves or kind of wilting.
I'm just looking at your thumb at the moment. What's in your thumb?
That's the little green dock beetle has escaped,
He's escaped.
And he's squawking there. So he's looking for rhubarb, unfortunately.
Does he fly?
He jumps.
Oh my God.
He jumps. But I say, he'll want to either dock leaves or rhubarb leaves, so he's no harm to us here. But the little white grub is the vine weevil grub, and that's the problem. And an interesting thing about it is that the adult, which is this big grey beetle like thing, they're all female.
Oh.
All female. And so they don't need to mate to lay eggs. They have this thing which is called parthenogenetic reproduction. Right? Something for the science lads there. But they're able to, basically, they don't need males, so they're able to lay the eggs on their own. So they lay their eggs in little batches at the base of a plant. And when these eggs hatch out, of course, they start feeding on the roots of the plants.
Aoife's very interested there, Aoife.
No.
No, they won't bite you. They won't bite. They're in the jar lid.
Where's the maggot gone?
That's it. There's the one
maggot,
there.
There's
and
maggot.
The little green one is the beetle there. So they're kind of... There are two kind of... One is not so often a problem in the garden, but the little white grub is this vine weevil.
Aoife, put them on your hand there.
No, ew, no.
If you have vine weevils in the garden, they can cause a bit of damage, so you do need to look out for them. So by digging the soil, you might come across them. And if you see them, squash them. That's probably the easiest way. Now, if you wanted to kill them, otherwise, on a larger scale, you can get a thing called a nematode. And what a nematode is, a little microscopic worm, and they come in a package mixed with sort of a clay mixture, and you dilute it and you water it in into the soil, and these little nematodes go running, or basically wiggling through the soil looking for a vine weevil grub, and when they find a vine weevil grub, they basically eat into them and they give them blood poisoning.
And
the vine weevil grub dies of blood poisoning, and they eat their way out and go looking for another one.
I said at the start of this programme when Rita was beside me, Dr. Doolittle, and now I realise from listening to Kieran speaking today that there's a doctor in him as well, an insect doctor. He's got all the answers.
Well, all gardeners have to be a little bit of a doctor and diagnose the problems which they have with their plants and things like that. But that, it sounds gruesome, but it's actually a very natural way of dealing with the pests, because you're not using chemicals. If you used a chemical which used to be used for the control of vine weevil, it ended up maybe in the water which people were drinking and was causing cancers. But these little nematodes, they only kill this at vine weevil. And if there's no vine weevil grubs left for them, they'll just die off. They'll die of hunger. So no kind of environmental damage
I was walking during the week, and I've seen a lot of butterflies with the fine weather we are having. But before they're butterflies, are they caterpillars, are they?
That's right. So the caterpillar is like at the same stage as this little maggot or a larva. And what happens after they eat a lot? So many caterpillars might be eating leaves of plants, or the swift moth caterpillar, which I'm going to show you next, eats on the roots of plants. So after they've eaten a lot for a period of time, then they go into a resting phase. What in the butterfly we call a cocoon, or a pupa. And they rest, and they do their changing, and they basically grow their wings and grow their proper legs, and they'll hatch out of the pupa as either a moth or a butterfly in that stage. In the case of the vine weevil, of course, it gets the grub, becomes a little larvae, or rather a pupa, and then becomes a beetle. So this is actually what they got, a thing which they called metamorphosis, where they have this change from egg to larva to pupa to adult.
Aoife and Lana, I mean, this is the first time you've listened to Kieran speak there. I mean, there's a lot of learning to be at the stage where Kieran is. I mean, he's telling us some stuff there about beetles and insects that we didn't know that he'd know much about. But I suppose he could have a whole course in that. There's a lot of work if you want to be a professional gardener. Is it something that you do at school, in secondary school? Do you do anything on the outdoors?
I do our green schools. We go looking for bugs like that. Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. You go out and about looking.
Wouldn't be my favourite thing, but some enjoy it.
Aoife, do you go out as well?
No, I'm not in green schools.
You're not in green schools. No. So what else do you do in green schools then?
Well, we get a project every year. Like, there's different flags for the different things, like water or the grass or whatever.
Yeah. We've planted trees lately and vegetables.
Did you, yeah?
A herb garden.
Yeah, and some people are getting their own plots as well, aren't they? I know in Brafey, where you live, people can hire their plots. Yeah. And you can grow what you want there.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Okay. But is this interesting today with Kieran?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, wait till you see the next guy
there.
Oh, no. Well, I put him back in the jar. But he's walking across, man. Now, if the little first grub we showed you was not even maybe a centimetre in length, but this guy is a good 2.5-3 centimetres, an inch in length.
Yeah.
And he looks like a great big vine weevil grub.
He does, and he's busy.
It's a caterpillar. And again, nothing to worry about. He's vegetarian, but he's going around looking for a plant root now. This guy also lives in the ground, and it's the caterpillar of a moth called a swift moth. It's actually tickling my hand as he walks across it.
And would that turn into a butterfly now?
That'll turn into a butterfly after it has its pupa stage. And at that caterpillar stage, it lives in the ground. And for gardeners, it can be a bit of a problem because they can eat the roots of some plants. Do you want to have a look at him now that he's back in the jar?
cabbage leaves?
Not really. Not leaves, no. But roots of plants.
Oh, roots.
So you wouldn't actually see them.
Okay.
But if anybody's preparing a bit of soil at the moment in the garden and they maybe clearing out kind of an area which was grass, it's quite likely you might come across one of these big white caterpillars in the ground with the distinct brown head as well. And they're nothing to be afraid of or anything. But generally, they're kept under control by the birds and the other wildlife.
Oh, yes.
But occasionally, they can become a problem. So if you're losing plants in the garden and that the roots have been eaten, it could be the vine weevil, more likely, but also it could be this guy, the swift moth caterpillar. But to control them, just dig the soil and keep weeding the soil, keep the garden nice and clean like that. And
Aoife's just enjoying have, looking at
I think so, she's attracted to him, I think.
Aoife, for, you know, if do or dare, you ever heard of do or dare? Do or dare, well, do or dare is where you're put on the spot.
Oh, no,
there's a dare. Who dares wins, or who do or dare. And the do or dare for you today now, it's your last day on the radio, is to gently open the lid of that jar and put that caterpillar on your hand.
No.
Or maybe put it on Lana's hand.
I can't do that, sorry. No, sorry, I can't do that.
You why? Put him out onto my hand.
Yeah,
no,
put him
onto no, your hand.
You don't want to open him up.
Lana,
very good.
Lana. I know you can do it, Lana.
Are you being serious? I can't even look at the thing.
Now, before when what you didn't hear, Ciarán, was when you came into the building a few moments ago, the lady said, "Who's your man outside with the cannabis?" And I said, "Your man with the cannabis." But I can assure you, girls, it's not cannabis.
Definitely what not. No. Well, I've a few little plants tonight. The first one, it has a bit of a sting in it, and of course, it'll be
nettle.
Familiar. The nettle.
Yeah.
And nettles are starting to grow at this time of year, and gardeners would be very often tempted to get rid of all the nettles in the garden. But nettles are very good plants in one respect. Their roots can make fertilizer in the soil, mm-hmm. make nitrogen, which is really a bonus for gardens. The leaves do have this stinging touch to them, but they can also be used for cooking, for nettle soup, for instance. That's very tasty.
Yeah.
So, of course, when you cook them, they lose their sting, so you won't end up with a sore mouth from eating them. And particularly in the new growths at this time of year, they can be very, very tasty. In April is a good time. The other thing you can do with nettles, even, not for you ladies, but maybe Johnny, nettle beer.
Oh, nettle beer.
Nettle
yeah.
beer can be made from it, yeah. And also they have other uses. Nettles are very rich in nitrogen, and the nettles can be used to make a fertiliser, for the garden, a liquid fertiliser, or even used into made into sort of a tea and then diluted and sprayed on the plants to kill insects. Other
Here's
insects.
One for you. Here's one for you. There goes the phone. Here's one for you. I know somebody that used to boil nettles for acne.
Because I haven't heard that one.
They're full of iron.
Yeah,
nettles.
Very, very good. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why they're also a good vegetable to eat as well.
Mm.
And what the you can use them as an insecticide as well. So I mean, really great use. So we tend to look at often some of these plants and think, oh, they're only weeds yeah. and they're of no good at all. Mm. But even really wild plants like that can have a good place in any garden.
Aoife, would you like to sit in the nettles there? Would you like to sit in the... Okay. Okay, what else have you got here?
The other green leaf plant here is a plant called lovage. Do you ever
it's a lovely looking plant, isn't it?
No, it's a kind of botanical name of Levisticum officinale.
Oh
so
my God,
officinale,
yeah.
When you see it in a plant name, it's a key, it usually means that it has been used medicinally or sold at one stage in an apothecary. And it's a very nice plant to eat. Do you want to try a leaf there, Johnny?
I'm going to try as a safety, teacher.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'll have one if Aoife's one. Aoife.
Aoife, do you want to try?
I'm grand.
You don't like your vegetables?
Okay, I'll eat.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's lemon.
No.
Not... Hold on, ask Lee.
There
we go. Oh, I've tasted something like it before.
A little bit like celery.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Minty.
Minty, yeah.
Mm. But it's quite like a celery. It's nicer, I think, cooked. There we are, and it's very finely chopped into it. But if you use that in making soups or in casseroles, it's a really, really good leaf. And you don't need much of it to put in into a casserole. It's really
Lana,
good.
You missed out. We all had some leaf.
Would you like to try a little bit of this? This is a little plant called lovage.
I can assure you, Aoife
it's
has
a herb.
Yeah.
It's a herb.
It's a herb, yeah.
It's quite safe to eat.
Aoife swallowed a little bit there.
Quite safe.
Oh, it's very safe.
Well, try it and give us your opinion. I'm going to ask you what it tastes like. We've said our piece at the moment, what it tastes like. What does it taste like now?
Peppermint.
Peppermint. Yeah. You're all getting mint flavour. I don't think it's minty at all. Yeah. But it's lovely in a soup and really good. And a very easy plant to grow as well.
Okay.
A very super easy plant
common?
To grow in the garden. Not so common, not well known. But when people come across it, like in cooking, and it gets a flavour a little bit like celery when cooked, it's very popular that way. And because it comes into growth very early in the year, celery, you'd only basically be sowing seed now.
Right.
But this is up and growing. So a very easy plant to grow, very useful in the gardens.
And?
I have one more. So... I usually bring you a flower, so here's a flowering plant for you.
Oh, yes.
This is actually a shrub or a small tree.
No scent.
No scent. It's called, the common name is Snowy Mespilus, and it has the botanical name of Amelanchier canadensis. It comes from North America.
Yeah.
It's in blossom at the moment, so you might see it around in some gardens at this time of the year. Clouds of this white blossom and purple new growths. And in the autumn, we'll get lovely colours of orange and yellow. And it produces a berry, which is red, in late autumn, very dark red, but it's edible. Okay. It's a lovely edible berry.
Before you go, before we finish on this, Rita just joined in conversation, just popped into the studio. Aoife, we're all having a bit of a food, you know, a kind of a food gathering here. And we all tasted the leaf and gave her comments. So it's your turn now.
I've tasted the leaf.
This is lovely.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
But can I just, before I taste this leaf,
yeah.
I just got a very interesting phone call, Johnny.
I knew you picked up the phone.
Yeah, I got very interested.
Was it Patsy?
No, this was from Martin Halligan. Do you know?
Oh, I do know Martin, yeah.
A good friend of yours.
Yes.
And he was telling me, you were telling a story there. Now, I was down having a cup of tea, so I missed you. You were just telling a story about a caterpillar.
Yes.
And you were having a joke and a laugh.
Yeah, we were.
But apparently, Johnny's not so good either with crawly things.
No, I hate them.
No, because I heard that he was in someone's house last night.
He was.
And a spider.
Yeah.
And Johnny screamed like a girl. And he was up on the chair and everything. And Martin's wife is pregnant and she nearly gave birth with the laughing because Johnny was worse than the kids.
Oh, I hate them.
Screaming.
So now
he's gone very red here for anyone listening. So,
do you like caterpillars, Jenny?
No.
Rita,
what the girls did when you were out in the kitchen?
We'll call you Little Miss Muffet.
I tell you, the girls did two things. Now, fair play to Aoife.
Now, did you seriously eat this?
Yeah, it's lovage. It's very good.
We're asking what it tastes like. Okay, I mean, will you put a full leaf in your mouth now, for God's sake? What's it taste like?
Crap!
Now, the other thing that Aoife did when you were away was she took the caterpillar out of the jar and put it in her hand.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't bother me. I wouldn't be like you.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'm not like you, Jonathan. I don't stand on chairs screaming and running out into the garden to get away from the spider.
Go on, go for it. Now, I want you to hand that to Aoife.
No, it's only a caterpillar. Here, Johnny, you hold it.
I don't mind holding that because I don't know a spider. Yeah. Can you eat it? Can you?
I wouldn't recommend it.
It's the Johnny Youth show, not I'm a Celebrity, get me out here.
I wouldn't try it, put it that way.
But okay, I just want to say, before I go, I just want to say thank you so much to Martin for phoning in and telling us that story.
God, if I knew that, I'd have dropped the phone before. Okay, Ciara, just before you go, is there anything else you want to mention?
Not really. It's good weather for gardening, but it's a little bit far too early, in fact, if you're thinking about putting out bedding plants for the summer, that you might get frost and things like that.
Okay.
So watch out.
Last week when you were gone, there was a question on the screen. I don't have it here in front of me now, but I can recall what it was. You were just gone, and I asked the girls, were you still in the building? And they said, he's just gone. Somebody had rang up to ask about putting sulphur, I think it was sulphur, on the lawn or something.
Probably iron, sulphate of iron.
Yeah,
what would
that be about?
Well, sulphate of iron kills moss.
Yeah,
and people would use it for that. But it also greens up the grass. And it's quite fine to do it at this time of year if you want
to
kill the moss.
Was it okay this time of year to do
Absolutely, yeah. Just be careful not to put it on too heavy, because if it goes on too heavy onto the grass, it turns it black for a while. It will recover, but only small amounts of it. I think it's about a quarter of an ounce per square yard is what you apply.
Okay. Well, there's been an interesting conversation with Ciaran. It always is. But today it was extra interesting because the bugs came into the studio and everyone tasted the plant as well. It was great fun. And we're going to have this up on podcast as well. By the way, all the information always about anything gardening is on Ciaran's site, Ciaran Burke, spelled with a C, ciaranburke.ie.
That's right.
Ciaran, as always, thank you so much indeed for joining us on the programme.